He told the apostles there, told them not to, the women's not to cut the hair, because God gives the hair for the glory. And then he said, for shame, shame for a man to wear long hair like a woman. Because see, all it is, I'm just saying that myself, if you come walk down the street with long hair, if you had a dress on, you think he's a woman. But you really couldn't separate him, see. But then a woman ain't supposed, but I'll go on further with it. A man is not supposed to put on things pertaining to the woman, and a woman are not supposed to put on things pertaining to the man, you see. Like these women wearing these pants and like that, was a lot of time. And then with long hair, you can't tell which is the woman, you can't tell her sometimes which is the man. Until you get up there where women are supposed to be wearing no pants. That might be against you, might be against you, that's the Bible, because a woman don't supposed to put on nothing pertaining to a man.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, where would an old time storekeeper behind keep his pencil, maybe? He keep it
behind his ear.
Okay. Now, this is your what? Which year is this?
This, let's see. That would be my left ear.
And this is your?
Right ear.
Okay. If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, somebody got a chicken bone stuck in their
throat.
Okay. And you tie a necktie around your
neck,
around your neck.
Yeah, right, neck. That's okay. For the decorate.
All right. What does, what's your goozle?
A goozle is something down your throat there. I don't know. It just, you know, it's in your throat down there, goozle.
Okay. Now, you go to the dentist to have him look at your
teeth. Why? I got something need.
Need work.
Good.
Okay, you say he needs to fill that
tooth.
Okay. Now, the flesh around the teeth is your
gums.
Okay. Now, this is the what?
Palm your hand.
Okay, you have two
hands.
You double them up, you make two
fists.
Okay, you got one
fist.
Okay. Now, any place where you can bend your finger or your arm, you call a
joint.
Okay. What's that disease of the joints you got?
Yeah, that's arthritis. It gets rid of that joint. That's right. That's right. That arthritis gets that. You can't hardly walk. That's right.
Now, the upper part of a man's body is his
breast.
His breast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, breast. All right. Now you say the pain ran all the way through your.
Yeah, it goes in sometimes that arthritis goes getting in your joints. You work most works in all your joints. You get them stiff, you know, and make it kind of hard for you to
all
work.
All the way up through your.
Yeah, all the way up through you, and then it goes on up in your body, up in your arms.
Now you got a what?
Mine's in my legs, you see,
okay.
Mostly. And mine works more than my leg. I can't, you know, walk too
fast. Now you say you got 2 feet, one
right, one left.
This is my right.
Uh-huh. And that's
my right what? My right
foot.
Okay. Now, if you stumble in the dark, you might say you bruised my what?
My right leg or left leg.
What do you call this area right here?
That's I don't forgot now, just the front of your leg.
Shank
or something like that.
Shin?
Yeah, or something like that. Ankle, well that's joint, your ankle there.
Okay. Now, if you want to hide somebody something, you say you're doing what?
Squatting, yeah. You squat down like that.
Squat down?
Stoop down,
okay.
Yeah.
And you rest on your what?
On your hips, there you go.
On your, what do you call this part, the back of your legs here?
Yeah, well, that's your thighs. That's your thighs back here.
Well, between your buttocks and maybe your knees.
Yeah, let's see.
Your honk. You call it
honking? Your honking. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever say somebody was, when somebody was down like that, and you say he was all what? He was all hunkered?
Yeah, all hunked up there.
Hunkered down?
Yeah, hunkered down. Yeah, hunkered down. See, you can hide like that, you see.
You do what? You say you...
You hear them see them screws down like that and get behind a bush. Well, they may be waiting to, you know, maybe just play.
Scare somebody?
Just scare somebody. I see the kids do that way, too.
What do they do?
Whenever they get very even, they jump out with it, they scare them, too.
They say what?
Yeah, you just spread his head out.
All right. Now, if somebody's been sick a while, you might say he's up now, but he still looks a bit...
He's a weak, feeble.
Feeble, okay.
Yeah.
How would you say he felt? He looks like he feels a bit...
He looks like he don't feel so well, you see. And then look like if he get up, there's two types. Sometimes people get sick and getting up, they still don't look so well. And then and when they get up, they say, well, somebody said, well, you sure looking better. It's two sides on it, you see. Though you're not well, but you're sure looking better, you see. But some people to get up and you look at them, they're still pretty feeble, right? Look, you know, they can look sick and be walking around, you see.
Yeah.
So it's two. I announce it on two. Side, especially somebody I know, I said, well, you are looking, you know, looking better now. And then I don't like to tell somebody themselves they don't look too well.